This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The issue of immigration isn't going away despite President Trump's stalled plans to build a wall at the Mexican border and register people coming in from some Muslim-majority countries. Several Republicans in Florida are echoing Trump's call to end sanctuary cities that protect people who live in the country illegally. A bill introduced by Orlando area Representative Larry Metz would compel local governments to support enforcement of federal immigration law or face stiff penalties. But fellow Orlando Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith, a Democrat, doesn't like that. He says if the bill passes, it will be the only law of its kind in the nation. Let's check out that claim with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, would punishing sanctuary cities make Florida one of a kind?
We rated it mostly true. This bill has several measures that says if city law enforcement doesn't do this, they would threaten to automatically suspend or remove from office state officials who had violated the sanctuary prohibition policy. It would keep public funds from reimbursing or defending a public official accused of doing these things. And the biggest one is a 5-year suspension on receiving grant money from state or local entities that don't honor immigration enforcement. So when we looked at this, we found that there are a few other states that have laws, places like Alabama, Georgia, Utah, North Carolina, but none of them quite have the same penalties that this bill would put in effect in Florida. And really the big one is that 5-year suspension on grant money. And that's a really big penalty that no other state does. So we called it mostly true.
This would be even worse than Texas, right?
That's right. Metz did look at a Texas bill, but he thought the language was too general. And, you know, that 5-year length of time really is unique. That's a very long stretch of time to not get any state or local grant money.
All right. We'll keep our ears to the ground on this bill as it progresses in Tallahassee. Let's continue with the immigration theme. Do immigrants in the country illegally have constitutional rights? Now, the impetus for this is coming from a bill introduced by Republican Dane Eagle of Cape Coral. It would increase penalties for some violent offenses if the defendant is in the country illegally. Eagle says it's unclear if non-citizens can enjoy the same constitutional rights as citizens. Josh, is that true?
Well, we did call this mostly true, that if you are an undocumented immigrant, you have some constitutional rights. You get some things like freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and you also have a right to due process. But that is limited by some laws for immigration cases specifically. Now, you don't get the right to vote if you're in the country illegally. And some undocumented immigrants, they don't get due process, and they don't have a right to a government-paid lawyer in immigration court. In most cases, we need to keep in mind, though, that you do have those same rights. So we called this mostly true.
So it's just a couple of items here that you're talking about where there's any distinction between being in the country legally or illegally.
And let's keep in mind also that there are some things that are still being decided in court. There was a case in Arizona where the Supreme Court ruled that states can't enhance penalties just for immigration violations. But there are still always questions about these laws as they get passed and these things that limit undocumented immigrants' rights. So just because this goes into effect, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be that way. We really have to wait and see.
All right, another ongoing process. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for doing some extreme vetting of these immigration claims.
Well, we always check the paperwork here at PolitiFact.